have a feeling that we can trust God to do exactly what he said he would do. We have a feeling to know that we can trust God to forgive our sins and to save us. But it's not just a hope for us. It's a hope for my children. It's a hope for my grandchildren. It's a hope for my great-grandchildren. And it goes on down the line to keep hoping and hoping, hoping, as long as they ask him in. But hope doesn't stop with salvation. Hope promised us life and life more abundantly. But hope also is not always on the mountaintop. Hope can be down in the valley, and that's where most of us have been a lot of times for the last year. We've had a lot of everything going on in our church this past year, and there's been a lot of people that didn't, if they hadn't had the gift of hope, would not have made it. I know that sometimes in the middle of the night, you have to remember that hope is 24/7. Everything hurts worse in the middle of the night. Everything seems heavier in the middle of the night. But you know, God's hope is always there. And I don't care if you wake up and you look and you see the person you've loved is no longer there. Or if you wake up and one of your loved ones is not going to be there, this is going to be the Christmas they won't be. God is. His gift of hope is here. And if they knew Jesus, you got the best gift of all. They're with him. They're going to be celebrating Christmas with Jesus Christ. That is the wish to me, or the desire of each and every one of us, that someday will happen. Someday our hope will become reality. And we too will step into heaven into the face of Jesus. But for those nights when maybe the doctor has said thus and so, in my case he said melanoma, it'll be dead in 9 months. God said no. God's hope came from a verse, and it said, your hope, your faith, your trust does not stand on the wisdom of what men can say, but it stands on the power of God. When you come back home and that loved one is no longer with you, God is. That hope is still there, and it will never change. So this Christmas, I don't know what you're getting your family. I don't care if you spend thousands and thousands of dollars. Please, please, take time to sit down and tell them what this gift of hope is. And they need to know that's the greatest gift you will ever give your family, is the gift of hope. And I do pray that each of you has a great Merry Christmas. But don't forget, as we light this candle, this is what God gave us this first Christmas.